WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
When you hear the word Celsius, you probably think of that other temperature scale, not the Fahrenheit one. The name for the temperature scale came from Anders Celsius, born in Sweden in November 1701, and he lived through April 1744. He worked as a professor at Uppsala University and traveled a great deal visiting astronomical observatories in Italy, Germany, and France. Although he was most noted for being an astronomer, he also made an extremely important contribution to the field of meteorology. In 1742, he proposed his Celsius temperature scale to the Swedish Academy of Sciences. Originally, it had the boiling point of water at 0 degrees and the freezing point at 100 degrees. In 1745, the Celsius scale was reversed by Carolus Linnaeus. Despite this, however, the scale retained Celsius' name. Celsius performed many careful and specific experiments with temperature and looked to creating scientific grounds for a temperature scale on an international level. In order to advocate for this, he showed that the freezing point of water remained the same regardless of atmospheric pressure and latitude. The other concern that individuals had about his temperature scale was the boiling point of water. It was believed that this would change based on latitude and the pressure in the atmosphere. Because of this, the hypothesis was that an international scale for temperature would not work. Even though it is true that adjustments would have to be made, Celsius found a way to adjust for this so that the scale would always remain valid. The temperature scale was known by the term centigrade, derived from Latin meaning 100 steps. In 1948, the formal name degrees Celsius was adopted. This scale is used in most countries around the world, the United States and a handful of other countries the exceptions. Celsius was sick in the latter part of his life. His death in 1744 came from tuberculosis. Besides his contribution to meteorology, the Celsius crater on the moon was named for him. Well, I'm glad that scale was reversed. It would be hard to cool off at 100 degrees. You can address weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.